You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. With everyone socially distant and masked this past year, case counts of other respiratory diseases like influenza and respiratory syncytial virus were so low they almost didn't register. This is largely a good thing, but some experts are exploring the possibility that young children who've been sheltering at home may not have been exposed to everyday infections and microbes that train immune systems to fend off allergies and associated diseases later on. EU officials have announced that travelers will be allowed to visit this summer, provided they've received one of the vaccines approved for use in the region. In other words, any vaccinated American will be able to enter. It's unclear how countries will determine vacationers' vaccination status, but plans for vaccine passports or certificates have been discussed. Despite this, the CDC is still advising that Americans avoid travel to much of Europe. The Biden administration said that it will clear the way to export raw materials for vaccines to India. It will also give the nation other much-needed materials like rapid diagnostic test kits, ventilators, and personal protective gear. The announcement came over the weekend shortly after India reported more than 349,000 new infections in a day, a world record. Though the country is the world's largest vaccine producer, its own rollout has been slow going and fewer than 10% of Indians have received their first dose. The Biden administration also announced it will send up to 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to other countries, including India.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.